Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of Dr. Vail Hour, here recorded in Hopkins at Vail Place, and we are so excited to have you join us for yet another exciting podcast with some deep discussion. Today we have two very special guests, Joan Clary and Mindy Greiling, and they have played an integral role with us in helping us to open a new clubhouse in St. Paul in Ramsey County, which we are so excited about. Karina is here to join us to kick off the discussion, and we can't wait to hear more about this journey that we've been on to open this clubhouse and everything exciting that goes along with it. So with that being said, I will turn it over to Karina.
Thank you so much, Katie, and welcome Joan and Mindy. It is an honor for me every time I have the opportunity to be with you and listen to you and learn from you. So we're really excited to welcome you to our Dr. Vail Hour podcast. And I'd like to begin by maybe not everyone in our audience understands what a NAMI affiliate does. And so if you could start by talking a little bit about that. Now, for the audience, Joan Clary is the president of the NAMI Ramsey County affiliate, and Mindy Greiling's the immediate past president of the NAMI Ramsey County affiliate. So if we could just turn this over to you, Joan, if you want to begin by just telling us a little bit about what does a NAMI affiliate do, and how does that roll up into the greater NAMI organization's mission?
Sure, Karina. Well, let me start out by saying I'm so thrilled to participate in this podcast this afternoon. Thank you, Karina. Thank you, Katie, for this chance to visit with the audience about Clubhouse and about NAMI. And I'm so excited to be here with Mindy, who I'm a big fan of Mindy's, and she great to partner with. Very happy to partner with her this afternoon for the podcast. So a little bit on NAMI, NAMI 101. NAMI stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's a national organization with members across the United States. And then it also has state level chapters and then local affiliates. So NAMI Ramsey County covers the jurisdiction of Ramsey County. And we are a grassroots affiliate working at the local level in all the communities in Ramsey County. And like the national NAMI and our state NAMI, we have three pillars, three major focus areas. Those include education, support, and advocacy. So our mission is to educate, support, and advocate for people living with mental illnesses in our community, as well as their family and friends. And we carry that out in a variety of ways. We are governed, we're primarily a volunteer-driven affiliate. We have a tiny slice of a staff person who works for NAMI Minnesota, for which we're enormously grateful, but we're by and large volunteers. So we roll up our sleeves, and our board is comprised of 15 people currently. Plus, we have four advisors, including Mindy, and we provide the strategic direction for our organization, for our nonprofit in Ramsey County, the activities that we carry out to achieve our mission. Let's see, about our board, I'll just say a word about that, and then certainly welcome anything that Mindy would like to add. Our board is comprised of people living with mental illnesses, family members who have loved ones who are in mental health recovery, as well as folks who work in the mental health, the broad mental health field, and others who are passionate about our cause and our mission. So we're very positive, we're very constructive, we love partnering, that's how we do our best work. And we stand on the shoulders of many others before us in our county who have kept NAMI, who started NAMI Ramsey and have kept it going over the years. We are, I think, at a point now where we have a lot of momentum, and we're super excited about the work that's underway. So I'll pause right there and invite Mindy. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Thank you, Joan. I think you have covered it. I too am honored to be here with everybody. And one of the marks of good leadership is to replace yourself with a good leader. And so Joan Cleary, our president now, is making me look really good.
Well, we have a mutual admiration society, I guess you might say, and we really stand shoulder to shoulder with wonderful board members. We are always looking for folks who want to be involved with us. We are a membership organization, so we do have dues, but financial hardship is no impediment to belonging to NAMI. We are focused on folks of all ages, improving the mental health system for people, from children, youth on up to, young adults, through the lifespan. And to be on our board, you need to be 18 years or older, live or work in Ramsey County, and, share our passion, to support our mission. And then we're also very committed to diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. So that's been an important learning arena for us and an important thrust to our work in the last few years.
That's amazing. And just to our audience, again, if you have any interest of joining NAMI Ramsey County as a member or would like to learn more about NAMI Ramsey, I have been in the NAMI organization now for very, very long time. I used to lead a state chapter of NAMI, and I have really never in my experience working with the affiliate, the state chapters, and the national organization seen a more active, passionate group than this particular affiliate. Have really blown us away with your passion, your commitment, your expertise in advocacy has been outstanding. So if you do have, to our audience, any interest of joining, please contact Vale, and we will connect you with Joan and Mindy and the other officers as well, and make sure that you find your home there volunteering in the East Metro. So Mindy and Joan, would you tell the audience a little bit, what was it that made you want to join NAMI and advocate for mental health and well-being?
Thank you, Karina. And I will just say, I have never worked with a nonprofit like Vale Place. That's been so incredible to work with us, to join us in enthusiasm. And this is just a beautiful arrangement when we've gotten to work with Vale Place on efforts like this. I joined NAMI because I have a son who has schizoaffective disorder. And before that, I'd actually never heard of NAMI. I think that's kind of the case with a lot of people. You find your people when you've got some issues that you're dealing with, or traumas or crisis or illnesses. And so that is how I found my way to NAMI. I took their wonderful family-to-family classes. I think that is possibly the very best thing that NAMI does nationally, all over the country, has classes to educate people about mental illness. And that gets people started. And then you build your way to getting educated. And then the very last class is talking about advocacy. So that's my very favorite ongoing part of NAMI, is to advocate for things and make things better. And I think that is, for people who like to get down and dirty and really do something about things we don't think are good enough, like the mental health system everywhere, NAMI's the place to be and join with others. You can advocate individually, but if you're not in a group, then you're not going to have the power that you have in a group like NAMI.
Right. And Mindy, I think it's important for everyone to know as well, and they probably already do if they're familiar at all, but Mindy is a former state representative in our legislature for the state of Minnesota. And we are Mindy did an incredible job serving our state. And I think NAMI Ramsey is very fortunate to have your service
in their affiliate.
Thank you. So I see that. I see it from the legislative side too. If you get a really committed group of constituents or people that even aren't your constituents, people who really care and lobby from the heart are powerful.
Yeah. So true. So true. And Joan, what was it that made you want to join?
You know, I can remember it really well. It was nearly 8 years ago in May of 2016 when I reached out to NAMI, Minnesota, when I was temporarily living in Florida and my loved one was in crisis. And like a lot of us who find ourselves in a situation like this, we're totally overwhelmed. We don't know where to turn. We're frightened and we feel helpless. And so I reached out, I called the NAMI Minnesota office and I got extremely helpful information and support to take me through that difficult time that stretched into a few months. And then upon returning to Minnesota, then I started to access the educational programs of NAMI Minnesota. So I started out seeking support and then seeking education so I could accompany my loved one on this journey of recovery. And at the end of every meeting, at the beginning of every meeting, I should say, we would read guidelines to familiarize ourselves with the NAMI guidelines for discussion. And the last guideline was always about advocacy. And so when I got into a little different spot in my journey as a parent, I was able to begin to focus on advocacy as well as the other ongoing activities that were important to support my loved one in recovery. And so at that time, I learned that NAMI Ramsey was seeking board members. So I applied and was really pleased to be able to join the board. And I think that might have been 5 years ago or so.
Well, I'm sure they were thrilled to have you on their board. I can tell you just in my time of knowing both of you, your passion, your dedication is heartening. It's the type of thing we wish everyone in the state could understand how important the issue of mental health and well-being is. And we need you to advocate for what will help our loved ones and each other in the best way possible. And that's something that you have all done. And we're getting ready to see something emerge here that has been a longtime project of yours. Before I joined Vail, I joined a year and a half ago. I can't believe it's already been a year and a half, but before that, many years before that, you were working on a project. Mindy and Joan, talk a little bit about what that is. And I'm obviously doing a teaser here, but talk a little bit about it and let's chat about the project and the success and the model.
Well, I can say that one of the things that occurred while Mindy was president is that we had a series of listening sessions. It was during COVID, so they were not in person, but we had a really fabulous turnout. And one of the listening sessions was on accessing mental health services. It was back in May of 2022. And we recorded it, we wrote up a report based on what we heard. And there was a set of findings, but there was also a set of recommendations. And the first and foremost recommendation was to open a clubhouse in Ramsey County. So that started us on a path of learning more about the clubhouse model, reaching out to educate others in our community about the promise and evidence and success of Clubhouse. And here's where Mindy's advocacy expertise was so, so valuable in terms of reaching out to county commissioners, for instance. So we met with all of them. And very importantly, we turn to our colleagues at Vail Place. Since Vail has the two accredited clubhouses in Minnesota, to learn from Vail, we also turn to our state NAMI for advice. How should we get started? We asked Sue Abderholden, and we kind of learned the parameters that NAMIs don't operate programs per se. We do, you know, education, we do support, we do advocacy. So our advice was find a partner. Find a partner who can work with you to open a clubhouse. And so we identified this huge gap. Of course, we talked to the folks at our Ramsey County Mental Health Services to get their insights and share our excitement. Those were the beginning steps. And Mindy, I'll turn it over to you for kind of the kismet that happened next.
All right. Thank you, Joan. And before we do that, I always like to give credit backing up even further than the listening session to Joel Cochran, who's the International Executive Director of Clubhouse International. And one of my projects when I retired from the legislature was to write a book about our family's experience and Jim's story and our family story. And as a result of that, that came out in 2020, I was invited, and I'm still on a podcast, another podcast, where it's called Schizophrenia, Three Moms in the Trenches. And we have guests on too, and we also talk amongst ourselves, us three moms, all of whom have sons with schizophrenia. And so Joel was our guest in, if anyone wants to look it up, episode 30, which was November 18th, 1921. So we're like 3.5 years later, two and a half years later, since he put the idea into all three of our moms' heads. At the end of the program, we asked if he wanted to ask us anything. And his question was, are any of you going to work on starting a clubhouse? Because we'd all confess there wasn't one in our counties. So he got us started totally. And then I must say, when we had that listening session that Joan talked about, I had already contacted Vail Place to let them know we were having that listening session. And there were so many people from Vail Place and supporters of clubhouses that joined in. So we knew right off the bat that Vail Place was an organizer. it was no accident that that was the number one recommendation. And one of the women that testified that night said, I am from Ramsey County, and I have to drive all the way over to Hennepin County to get to the clubhouse. And that, of course, was Margaret, who has been active all along in working on this clubhouse. So we want to give a lot of credit to her as well. But then, to pick up where Joan left off, we, and actually, Karina, you could give this part of the story better than any of us. We're now working in the legislature to get funding for clubhouses. You've already gotten some funding for the first 2 years from Department of Human Services. And now we're looking for permanent funding through medical assistance that would give us some 2/3 federal money, 1/3 state. So we're really going along. Maybe you want to tell about the part about where we are with the site and the staff. And I myself stepped back when we enlisted Andy Dawkins, who's now co-chairing this effort with me, and he's on the advisory council. We did part one, and it was actually my project that I picked, the clubhouses, when I was the past president. The president has one more year, and so I picked clubhouses to work on, and then the year was up, and I recruited Andy, and now he's doing a lot of the yeoman's duty on that committee. So Karina, maybe you want to give us a little update on that?
Sure, of course. So when I started my tenure here leading Vail, one of the things that was very exciting to me is this group from Ramsey County that came and approached us saying, we want to open a clubhouse. And of course, I look at Chad and Chad looks at me and we're like, well, of course, let's figure out a way to make that happen. And at that point, we had just experienced a defunding of one of our sites and we're in kind of a bit of a crisis on our funding, trying to figure out how to make it work. We then spent the next 6 months working very assertively on bringing our clubhouse community together to learn from each other. And that learning really became remarkable. It was led by members. The members figured out how to make it work with the defunding. They figured out all of the solutions. That got to the state. The state was amazed that the individuals in recovery were leading the entire design of how to problem solve and address the needs of members who are in these places that need transportation, et cetera, just all the complexity. And so that then started us talking with other advocates in the state, yourselves included, and they felt this could be a Medicaid-covered activity, as it 28 other states already have. So we started having these very intentional conversations with DHS. I started in October of 22, and we were having conversations on how to resource the refunding of Minneapolis and the new funding in Ramsey together so we could begin to test how to build a benefit and how to build a model with unique populations being served. So, of course, they're saying, well, we have these dollars. How would you want to spend them? And I thought, well, that's easy. We have this passionate group, and we're going to go ahead and test it on this side of the river and test it on that side of the river. And we have a engaged group that's ready to roll on this. And flash forward, that was June of 23. We're now in April of 24. Our site has been selected. It will be announced here within probably a week. We're going to have a ribbon cutting at that location in May on the 14th, I believe, is what Chad told me this morning. And so we are now planning to send out an invite and begin scheduling everyone coming to the new location and really working in partnership with all of the wonderful providers that Ramsey County already has and just be a resource to them, work in collaboration with them, and honor this journey you've been on to bring this to the East Metro. We could not be more thrilled to see this incredible model that... It's very rare. It's a person-centered model. It is not a person-considered model. That is very different. The clubhouse individuals work side by side with the staff. You wouldn't know who the staff are and the members are. The members work on newsletters and running things, and they make decisions alongside the staff and each other. And it is one of the most empowering environments I've ever seen. And I could not be more honored and grateful that we're able to bring this to Ramsey County and to have you two on as our guests. And when this gets launched, we will actually launch it with the location and all the information so that we can invite people to come to the event in May. We are thrilled. So, and I have to really thank DHS, Office of the Medicaid Medical Director, who worked, their team worked on this and to figure out ways to resource this model so that we could test it and expand. And we're not trying to expand as Vail Place. We're trying to expand access to this model and create a mechanism that other providers can use to sustain it. So we just thank you both for coming on. Ask if you have any last comment, and we will go ahead and close and route it back to Katie. I know we have limited time together. I could talk with you all for hours and hours. Maybe this is the first of many podcasts on our journey to open a new clubhouse. But any final comments from the two of you?
I would just say that I think the clubhouse is what is needed more than anything in Minnesota. As a state, we tend to focus on crisis care, which is so important. But people are always going to be in crisis if you don't have clubhouses.
That's right. You've got to be able to create safe relationships. You've got to be able to have lifelong support. You can't just have point-in-time support to be well. So great comment, Mindy. Joan?
Well, we just know that Clubhouse is going to fill a really critical gap in our county. You know, we do some things very well, but this will complement what we have in Ramsey County and fill a gap that we know is so, so important. We love the community that Clubhouse creates and the empowerment approach and the evidence that is forthcoming from the network of clubhouses all around the world. So it's an idea that is working and helping so many people that we're thrilled to partner with Vail Place to bring here, and so excited that it will expand to other parts of our state as well, because what we want for our loved ones, we want for everyone who has these needs for recovery, and we know that's possible. I guess I would just add that to learn more about NAMI Ramsey, you could contact us on our website, which is NAMIRAMSEYCOUNTY.org, NAMIRAMSEYCOUNTY.org. And we just couldn't be more pleased to partner with Vail Place and hope that you'll come visit our new clubhouse once it opens.
Yes. And that's an invitation to everyone in our audience. We would love to host you. And thank you, Joan and Mindy, for joining us today. And I will go ahead and turn to Katie to close.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Joan. Thank you, Mindy. Thank you, Karina. As always, it's a pleasure having everyone on our podcast. So we're so grateful you could join us. If you are so interested in getting an invitation to our grand opening and ribbon cutting, you can email donorsupport@vailplace.org, and we would be more than happy to get you an invitation. If you are interested in potentially sponsoring one of our podcasts, you can email us at donorsupport@vailplace.org. And also, if you are interested in any additional information, please use that email as well. And as always, if you would like to make a donation to Vail Place, which keeps our offices open and our programs and services going, everyone we serve would gladly appreciate any donation you would like to make. Just visit www.vailplace.org. And thank you so much for listening. We really enjoyed the conversation today, and we look forward to seeing you on the next podcast.